At a picnic table out in the woods in Middleborough, Tim McNamara, a founding member of a marijuana cultivation business called Holistic Health Group, is showing off his company's current office space.
So this is the office of Holistic Health Group. Let me just clean off the desk a little bit from the pine needles.
He's secured a spot here in these woods for the construction of a 30,000-square-foot marijuana growing and retail facility. Though nothing is here now, McNamara says that if all goes according to plan, there should be grow houses and a storefront for recreational sales in a year's time.
You know, we're basically 100 or 200 feet back from Wareham Street, the busy road there. You know, we're basically in a forest setting.
Though McNamara is excited about the spot, this was not his first choice location. He would prefer to be on the Cape. In his day job, he's a lawyer in Sandwich who owns a home in Mashpee. But he says the attitude of Cape Towns towards marijuana legislation have made him question living in a place where his business is so restricted.
I'm eventually going to probably move my residence off Cape, and that's just a consequence of having so much going on off Cape at this point in time. My business will be off Cape, unless and until some of these communities start to come around.
In the past few months, 6 out of 15 towns have banned recreational marijuana broadly, and other towns strictly limit the number or location of shops that could open. One reason the Cape may be so restrictive is a feeling that recreational marijuana shops are not in keeping with a certain type of Cape Cod style. Stephen Bornemeyer agrees.
Orleans, like Woods Hole and other towns, has sort of a character to it, sort of a traditional seaside community, small. The character is not urban.
Bornemeyer is a longtime resident of Orleans and has been a staunch opponent to legalized recreational marijuana. His town has voted to ban recreational in full, but he worries how a cannabis storefront could impact the atmosphere of a quaint town center.
And so that is potentially at risk if we were to introduce marijuana.
He adds he isn't entirely against legalizing marijuana, though. He just thinks it isn't an issue towns should have to regulate.
What they probably should have done is creating a state distribution system rather than delegating it to the local authorities.
Last month, Mashpee became the first town on the Upper Cape where residents voted to allow recreational marijuana stores and capped it, for now, at one business. Aja Atwood, a Mashpee resident looking to create a cannabis-centered startup, says the new legislation doesn't just affect retail.
Because there's so many different types of licenses available with cannabis. It's not just a retail shop. There's the cultivation license, which means you just grow it. Testing labs, manufacturing the product just to get it to the retail stores. Like, that's a whole separate process.
She says she's happy Mashpee is moving forward and thinks that for the Cape, accepting cannabis businesses just means normalizing it.
It's funny. Everyone's undercover, in my opinion. Like, you'll talk to someone, you know, one-on-one, and you find out that either they consume or they have a cousin that used it to help get off of an opioid addiction. People are definitely using cannabis on the Cape. People don't want to talk about it.
And for Tim McNamara of Holistic Health, he says the Cape's fear of talking about marijuana reflects a larger problem.
For people on Cape Cod to simply look at the marijuana shop and say, I don't want that here, and therefore we're banning the entire industry, is extremely short-sighted. And that's what we're talking about. It's not the tax dollars, it's not the stores, it's the jobs, and it's the careers that can be built out of this.
For now, a number of startup marijuana business owners, like Aja Atwood, are pinning their hopes on the Upper Cape to the industry expanding in Mashpee. But time will tell if the Cape proves to be a welcoming place for cannabis overall. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.